Meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, good to go.
Okay, we are all present. We had the meeting, Michael, Matt, Mirjana, Sarmat, Azem, Michael, and Bill. We should discuss a little bit the proposed agenda. My idea was to at the beginning to work to look at the IP feedback on our repertoire and to finish first with to finish first with repertoire and to think that we closed one item in our work. And after that, in the meantime, probably Dennis will come, and after that we could continue to discuss the issues with variants and the different views of the variants. It will take some time, so...
Should I put up the...
Yeah, we could start with... this is the main document of the, IP, I mean... This one, which refers to the two different documents after. IP comments, IP response less in LGR. That's the document.
IP feedback less in LGR. Is that the one you...
IP feedback or Latin on Latin LDR, yeah, that's the one. I don't know why it has a different file name, but that's it.
I'm looking at Google Docs.
Yeah, we can open it in Google Docs.
Oh, Google Docs, sure.
Because Michael put some.
Just on one of those.
I just thought it was better than, like, I don't know, putting comments on the doc file and sending it back and forth. And
yeah,
back and forth.
That's just
this way we get a versioning issue.
So how shall we proceed? Should we read point by point and discuss what is written there? I'm not quite sure, because last time when I was reading, in June, when we received the first IP comments on our first report, it took me 2 days to somehow consolidate what they are thinking. My mind doesn't work like this. And I really have problems to understand what they are, they wanted to say. Now it seems to me that this response is a little bit more constructive. I mean, it is better to.
So we can go through each of those comments and go down.
Yeah, but we have maybe that's the right way. I'm not sure.
We can start that way and see how long it works.
Yeah.
I mean, their paper is quite structured, so I think it should work to go through.
Yeah.
And the documents are not that long, so I think it should work to go through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just need to open up the actual document we submitted as a reference, so we can jump back and forth to see what they are referring to.
Yeah, but I don't think it is easy to have two documents on the screen over there. So
maybe you can open the documents on your computer and we have these comments here.
Yeah.
And you can send both.
Yeah, okay.
So I should find the...
So what's the name of the original thing?
I have to admit, I have a problem with all these documents.
Yes, but I also have a problem because sometimes when I produce the new version of the document,
yes.
I wanted the old version to be there. Sometimes if you are going through Google versions, you can't find your way. At least I can't find my way through it.
Yeah.
through Google Doc versions. That's why from time to time I produce the new, completely new document with exactly, and I'm usually putting the date in the file title so that someone can see when the document was produced.
I think you can name like milestones of versions. So you can save particular versions and say, okay, this is 1.0. This is finished repertoire.
I'm not very, very skilled with it, you see. So I'm doing it how I feel, you know.
So what I'll do, is I'll just forward all of you the latest
link.
Version which we sent to the IP.
Yeah,
thank
the
you.
Latest version, the link of the latest version.
So I'm actually going to forward you the version I sent to the IP.
Do we have that on?
Yeah, we have it in the Google Docs, yeah, but I'm just looking for it.
The version that you sent.
Yeah.
Was it exactly as on Google Docs, except for that you didn't include the comments that Michael and I, or the changes that we proposed? Have you sent?
I'm just
looking for it. Me too.
Okay.
Going back.
Critics below.
I have. Where is it now?
We will get there.
You said that you sent the doc version of the response.
Yes, I sent the doc version of the response, and I'm not sure that this version is in Google Docs.
So this was, I sent this to IP on 13th of September.
When we can find the mail, of Sarmat's mail of the 13th of September.
No, that's not going to go to you.
No,
that was sent to
but before that I sent it to you.
So the name of the proposal is LGR proposal 20180910. So it should be dated 10th of September.
The mail is on the 12th.
So I have found a version 3.0 proposal for as a Google Docs. Is that the latest one?
No, because that's not what Mirana said.
I have to find my way through it.
I'm forwarding you right now.
It's okay, Mariana.
Okay, that's the best way. And
the mail was on the 13th. I mean, we sent to Pittman to forward to the IP.
Yes, yes.
It was on the 13th.
Because I have to download the document from Google Docs. Then to reformat it, because when you download the document from the Google Docs, it doesn't look like it should be. Hmm? I don't know, because Google Docs is changing the formatting.
Yeah.
So every time when you upload something to Google Docs and you do something in Google Docs and you download it to prepare it to send somewhere, it doesn't look okay.
But why do you download it to...
How should I send a doc?
Just make a PDF.
I usually have to add something or to adjust something or to make, at least to make the, how it is called, the...
Page break.
No. When you have everything, every
table
of contents. It doesn't work in Google Docs.
So I sent you guys...
I was fighting with it for 2 years.
Don't fight.
No,
don't
with
fight.
Google Docs, not
don't
with you.
Don't fight alone.
that's the problem when you have two different softwares. They are trying to be as much compatible as it is, but they are not.
Do you guys get the mail?
Every time you have to download it, to reformat the document, before sending to IT.
I see
yep.
That the issue there.
There it is.
Together. And switching back and forth.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
I would avoid.
Morning.
How?
By accept by accepting the docs and the limits that Google Doc has.
But they are not expecting us to give them Google Doc documents.
No, but I would create a...
Hello.
Matt, sorry.
I would create a...
Yeah. Hey, you're a dog.
For example, you cannot enumerate, you cannot put again in the table.
You can tell from the
numbers. No, you cannot.
No,
There are something which doesn't work in Google Docs.
Right. So
that's why I'm always downloading it, preparing it to look as much as good as I can prepare it. Sometimes Pitinan is helping me with this. I'm not doing it alone.
We are recording the meeting, Dennis. So you may want to take one of those.
Okay.
That's why we have a lot of versions. I was trying to be as precise as it is possible, but it doesn't work. Really.
Would you prefer? Not that. So be careful what you say. It's all recorded.
All right, so everybody has a latest version of the proposal that was sent to IP?
That's the one that you sent.
That would XML and the proposal.
Yeah.
So that's the one we are referring to. And
another thing which Google Docs is doing, he's assuming to put the numbers of the topics as he likes.
Sure.
So every time you should to delete table of contents, then to download to the Word document and to produce the table of contents.
You shouldn't do all this by yourself. There must be an easier way. I think
if you find it, that's good. I will accept it. Yeah, I couldn't find it.
Let's
I couldn't find it. Yeah, that's the problem. And usually Pitinan and I were doing those technical stuff. She was helping me a lot with the other things. So please, if you find a way that Google Docs is working the same way as Microsoft Word, I will be very happy to.
The interface would not. That should more or less be the same.
No. Well, I live with computers for 45 years. I know them very well.
It's much more limited.
Google Docs is limited, yes.
The pros and cons.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's a good platform if you have to cooperate.
Yes.
For commenting, for adding texts, for everything, every kind of communication between the group, in the group.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah.
We have SharePoint in the registry, and SharePoint is somehow slow, although you have the Word. When you're using SharePoint, you have exactly Microsoft Word, and everything behaves normally, let's say. But it should be paid for it.
The thing is with Google Docs is that you can edit several people at the same time.
Of course, SharePoint is having the same feature.
Okay.
Microsoft SharePoint.
Oh, okay.
But it is a paid service.
Yeah.
So
okay.
The Google Doc is the only free service we can use. And it is really good with many things. But when something is free, you have to do more stuff to get things in the order. Okay. Let's start now with our... let me see. Yeah. We have the first comment. Sometimes I don't understand the comments are given by IP, so I hope you could help me with. Yeah.
You didn't get it?
The last version of the document was
A minute ago.
Are you normally getting? I sent it to Latin GP.
I'm normally getting those. I don't
forward it to you, so maybe you get it directly from me.
Okay.
So, we have comments on the main documents, yeah.
Should we just move to the second one? The first one is general.
It's general land, but what does it mean? They are saying we should not bother you too much, just a little.
So, where are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first comment. In general, the level of evidence offered in individual cases appear adequate.
So, there's nothing above those items that we should look at. The overview is.
That's just summary of what they're saying.
Okay.
So, we can move to the second comment.
The first comment, okay.
And please, people, you who speak really English, help me with this. I have the problem with this sentence for last 6 months, only because we were doing our investigation. I mean, we were preparing the first version of the repertoire using MSR2, and we have defined six code points which should be added to MSR3. And IP accepted four of them to be the part of MSR3, and I wanted somehow to say the whole procedure, how we, those four code points in MSR3, and they are always having a problem with my vocalization of this.
The question is it important that there were code points not available in MSR2.
I think
that we have added.
Yes, I think it is important.
Important
and they want to
important for what?
Because
to
it is the result of our work.
The process of our work.
We worked for 1 year to go through all the languages. We have checked every language, every code point. It was a huge job done by seven people or much more people, and we produced seven new characters which should be added to MSR. It was not done like this.
Give them what they want. If we say we considered the characters for that are in MSR3 and then put a footnote in that says MSR3 includes these additional.
Yeah, let's try that way because I'm not good enough in English, and I have in this version you can.
So,
the reader of this document is.
May I?
IP.
That one.
For
this
them,
one doesn't
MSR3
work.
Is the latest version.
Yes.
And if you just want to see what is the repertoire of the Latin.
It strikes out me.
Repertoire. But we should we write it for us or should we write
it? No, it should be known to the community that we have done something.
But isn't it the end result which is interesting?
No.
The process.
I think it's both is important. The process as well as the result, which is the outcome of the process. And I think we do need to document both so that other people are able to understand why we made our choices and why we didn't make other choices. And I think we documented a similar process also, for example, in the case of the Arabic LGR. So we were discussing about, I don't know, like theoretical implications as well as the kind of analysis we did, some issues we faced in the analysis, the kind of additional information we had to look for. Our communication with IP was also mentioned. So I think we should mention both process leading to the result as together with the result.
Yeah, I think that Bill had a very, very reasonable proposal that we say that.
Then we say code points in MSR3 were considered and then separately say MSR3 includes several code points that we recommended.
To be in
there would be very explicit.
Yeah, yeah.
When the GP started out its work, MSR2 was the current revision, In the meantime, during our analysis process, we identified several code points, not features in MSR, which is why we ask integration panel for a new revision, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
The way to say this.
I have to say, I disagree because I don't think that the process is that important for the readers. What is important for the readers is the end result. But I will not.
And our work on 1 year is not important at all.
Well, of course it is.
It should be noted somewhere with small letters.
Maybe as a footnote as well.
As a footnote, like Bill proposed.
Does anybody know who created these Google Docs? What I was going to do was add another column and put action items in front of each.
But Yana.
So can you give me editing rights?
Yeah. Yes, of course.
But if we now start to edit this, it should be made very clear that this is not any longer the document from IP.
No,
the document from IP, I have saved it in my
somewhere.
And you have, you have the document from IP in your emails. Everybody has a copy.
I know that everyone has a copy, but if we update the document in Google Docs from... It is the IP document.
If we start updating,
we have to make very clear here that this is no longer...
Sure, we'll do that.
We can put the one sentence at the beginning of the document. This is the working document of the GP,
and that
will be clear. And everybody has the original in the mail.
You can make a copy of the Google Docs document.
And we still have another copy.
Just change the name. And
Yeah, I'm trying, but...
We don't need the IP document on the Google Docs, actually.
No, but it's there. But I'm just saying that if we do update, we have to make very clear that we're doing update so that...
The one on Google Docs will be the working document, not the IP document.
Yeah, but it's still, I mean, the link is there, it's been sent out, and if you click on that thing, you're reading the IP reply, and you're reading our edited version of the IP.
Just the mail she sent out, where she says this is the IP document. When she created the Google Docs, huh? The original IP document were on another day.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I'm asking for that we are making very clear in the document, this is the edited version and not the original version, so that we don't get confused about it.
So, do you want me to add anything as a title?
Yes,
so
Mitchell. Please.
So I'm going to say...
with Latin GP.
Edit, without IP GP edits.
Working document on IP feedback.
Anything. So. This is fine. Thank you.
So I'll make all the changes in red so that it's very clear.
And thank you very much. So then there's no...
That's good.
No ambiguity.
Thank you. That is what I want. Thank you.
Okay, what happened? It's not working.
So what do you think? It is not important that we found six new code points. Why?
No, I think it's important.
But it should be mentioned in our final document. Somewhere. At the end.
Okay. I think the end result is very important.
Yes. And we have the end result is our repertoire table with all code points accepted, but we found them.
Yes. So we
mined through those alphabets for
so,
1 year.
So what the solution is then something like Bill said that we write about this from an MSR3 perspective, then we could have a
footnote somewhere.
A section. It could be a section saying something about... MSR2 to MSR3 changes and somewhere in the bottom or an appendix or something. But it's not...
Yeah, we should decide where we should put this.
Yeah. When you read the document, you're interested in the situation now.
I agree with you.
The readers are not very interested in our struggle.
We are interested in
our struggle.
Yeah,
we are.
Yeah.
Remember.
But we should make sure that the document is easy to read.
Okay.
Instead of making sure that we get credit for the work.
Okay, it should be mentioned somewhere. And let's.
So is that generally okay?
Yeah.
I just put a column in the table.
Okay.
Which says Latin GP face to face meeting actions, and I'll just start recording the actions on each.
Yeah, the first one we don't have anything to say.
So no.
Yeah, and the second one...
Who's going to go make that change?
Yeah, please.
For second one.
Matt or Bill?
Where? In which version?
In the main document.
In the main
document. We want to update this.
I understand, but where main... do you want the change? Do you want it here in this column? Do you want it in the
version
in the document? So
I'm going to record here who's going to make the change.
Right.
And that change is going to be done in the main document.
Okay,
yeah.
So I could do that change.
Okay, so
I'm willing to do that.
Yeah.
But we have to understand what is the source I should work in. Is that the docx file that you sent out that was somewhat forwarded?
Exactly.
Or should it be in the
Google Doc?
It should be in the Google Doc. This document should be uploaded to the Google Doc with specific name or something like this. I can do it and give everyone the right to edit it.
Okay.
And you will put your changes in this document and everybody could see it and comment. And that will be our next working document, which...
Yes. Okay.
Okay. I will put it now on the Google Docs server.
There is a version out there on it already, right? Can we reuse that, or you want to do
it? It is not the same one because I re-edited it. And that's every time I have to remove the table of contents first, and to upload it, and when I download it again for sharing with IP, I have to reformat it.
There is an update table of contents.
Sorry?
Update table of contents.
No, it doesn't work in Google Docs. Try. And you will get very funny results.
Really?
Yeah.
So the difference between the Google Doc version and this version is that only the...
Only formatting and the table of contents.
Formatting of what?
For example, if we insert a new character in our table repertoire, it doesn't automatically add the number of the row. You should to delete the number of the rows and to renumber it again.
Yeah.
That's one of the things which doesn't work in Google Docs.
If you could prepare the next version.
Yeah.
In Google Docs.
Yeah.
Are you willing to do that?
Yeah, I will do it while we discuss here.
Okay, fine. Thank
you. And send you the link and give you all the authorization to edit the document.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So are we doing a footnote or are we doing a regular text?
Yeah, just...
I suggest that we have a small section.
Let Mats make a suggestion.
Yeah.
If he's owner of the action item, let him do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make a suggestion.
Suggest
a change,
of
and
course.
Then we can comment on that.
Maybe we can try to download the Google Docs on a Windows PC. Maybe that differs. Maybe the Mac makes a formatting issue.
I have original Microsoft Word on this. Because I have the version of Microsoft Word
Yes, I mean, I just say we can try it.
You could.
Are you using Google Docs as an application on your...
No, but I mean when downloading it on a Windows Word.
Yeah, because I'm using Word on Mac. On the Macintosh.
Ah, Okay.
Yeah, maybe, and maybe the word on Windows works better. That's his thoughts.
Or you can use OpenOffice.
You will do things with OpenOffice, not me.
Okay.
Maybe you have the fourth one. So I'm very keen to learn the fourth word processor. Mats, you are joking with me. Let me upload the document first, please.
Are we done with this second item?
No? I think so.
So let's, shall we continue?
Everybody okay with the red edition? Okay, so let's move on to the next one.
Sorry? Yeah. Please, will you must take care of the session, because I want to upload the document now.
Okay.
Yeah, or you. Doesn't matter. The next item is the number three, whatever it is.
Well, yeah, it's number three here. The table below is the quote-unquote was recommended. I don't think it should be recommended. It should be proposed.
I think it's nitpicking, but let's...
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, it's fine.
So we should do this all over in the end, I guess. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe someone who's a native speaker of English would be best suited, like, to make those changes, because it's like implications of some of those nuances.
I can do that.
For a non-native speaker, recommend and proposed may seem kind of equivalent.
For a native speaker,
for a non-native speaker,
even for a native speaker, it's pretty equivalent.
Okay, I
rest my case. Since I'm the native speaker in the room,
in their language usage for IP, there's a difference.
Yeah,
I could see the difference.
It'll make them happy. So
yeah.
Let's do it.
So Bill.
Yeah.
In the table, next one, in the table there are two cells where the serial number is shaded in gray for no reason that I think can discern. Yeah.
Shaded
same
in gray
thing.
For no reason that I can discern. Okay, so change formatting.
Yeah. So, I could do that.
Yeah, you're going faster than I am.
Oh, okay. You can just write the name of the person. So
they know you'll incorporate the changes, right?
Yes. The language reference provided for the code points appears to be intended to be exhaustive rather than focusing on single index
what?
Language. If that is the case, the reference appears to be incomplete. Is it really?
What are you trying to say?
I think, and I'm guessing, that what they're saying is, well, sometimes we listed three or four languages, even though there are a couple more that also use it. And, yeah, it's total nitpicking.
When I say that there are more references, sizes, and languages listed, so that's a different thing. So if we have three references and two languages.
So, okay. Very simply.
Can you check that, Bill?
So very simply put, from what I understand, they're saying we got, for different code points, we got sometimes several references. Several languages serving as reference for that code point. And they're saying those references are not complete for each of those code points.
No, that's not what they say. They say that we list two languages, but we have three references.
So maybe we have two references in one language.
Yeah. But maybe we should.
We have sometimes two references for the same language. We have this but...
Maybe we should check.
We could consult Pitin, and because she was doing references, and she was doing it, let's say, a few times.
I still haven't understood.
So maybe we should check those cases when there is a difference in the
look
number.
At, on page 21, item 114, the small letter U with a tilde, we have five languages listed, but there are six citations in the reference.
Mbundu, Guarani, Nauran, Khoikhoi, Kikuyu.
Right.
That one. Okay.
And so in the next column, there are six references.
141 to 145 plus 209.
Yeah, and apparently it bothers them that there are more references than languages.
But is it wrong?
What?
that seems to be what they're saying.
Yes.
But it doesn't need to be parallel. You can have more than one reference for a language.
Yes, we
absurd. If that's what they're saying, it's absurd.
Yes.
Then I think the appropriate answer would be fine as it is.
Because there are more references for one language. It should be...
Maybe one way to look at what the title of that column is, and maybe make the title of the column more generic to capture, you know, if it's maybe implying that the references have to be parallel, then we can make the...
I can undertake to go through and double check since that's what they want, and if they're all correct, we'll write them and say, yes, we've double checked it, it's just fine.
Okay, so... We can add to the title of the column in the document. It's currently it says reference supporting inclusion. So I guess we should make the plural anyhow, so it should be references supporting inclusion. So we can just add to the front of that non-exhaustive list of references supporting inclusion. I think that should settle it somehow, shouldn't it?
Yes, as long
if,
as...
If it's about the interpretation of...
I don't see why it has to be one-to-one.
That's what I'm saying. I don't.
Right. I think we're all agreeing that what they're asking for doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. But we can double check it, and then they, you know, tell them we double checked it, just like they asked. And
tomorrow.
So what should
okay?
I
so so the thing is that what bothers them is that if we look at item 39 and 40 and compare them. So in 39, which is in page 11, 39 we have listed three languages, Italian, Galician, and Wolof. And the only three out of many languages that use A with the grave. Well, the next one, we have listed 369, and I think that here we have listed all languages with A accused.
So
I don't see the problem for the. I mean,
is this something we should just talk with IP during our call?
If we list languages and don't have a reference, then it's an error. But if we don't list yet another language, then it's not an error. We only need enough languages to support the inclusion, and that number could be one.
Yeah.
So I don't see.
So we can just decide to not address this comment. That's also possible.
We can respond and not do anything.
Right. I don't even have to respond. Actually, just ignore that comment.
So.
Maybe we should get the same comment again after the fourth version of the report. It should be... I want to make them clear what we have done.
Yeah, it's
the easier way, and they would understand that we have the situation which they cannot imagine.
So can we just communicate this back to IP?
Yes.
So we should answer them that, yes, we have different number of languages for different letters, and we don't see any problem with that. And we have sometimes more references, more than one reference for a language, and we don't see an issue with that.
So, may I make an alternative suggestion?
Yes.
So instead of communicating with them, so if there are one potential readers, and other readers may have the same thought, why don't we just resolve the issue within the text instead of doing a one-to-one communication? So we should, number one, change the title of those two columns accordingly and make clear that those are examples and not necessarily exhaustive lists of languages in which certain code points are used, and that the same applies to both the references as well as the languages. And then we can just add a sentence within the text before that table saying that in the following we present a number of code points which occur in MSR3. We present glyphs for each of those in font, in this or that font, together with the Unicode name. Finally, we give languages which make use of these code points. However, those lists are not exhaustive and do not,
Yeah, the text actually says examples of languages, so if we just update the column heading to say examples of languages,
so
I think that will be sufficient.
So we change the text to make it more clear. Obviously, they didn't understand for some reason. It should say, if it says the table also lists examples of languages, maybe it should say the table also lists non-exhaustive examples of languages.
So
can you update this?
I just wanted to explain my suggestion before I go through it.
Yeah.
Fine.
Okay. I'm saying it.
Yes. I mean, we have no problem.
Okay.
I have no problem to have an update.
Because I don't think, doing a ping pong with IP will...
No, the idea was to reply to them. My idea was to reply to them, explain to them. But if we can do an update in the text describing this,
yes.
And we can see that in this 39 where we have four references and three languages, the first two references, 130 and 131, is for Italian, and then 132 is for either Galician or Wolof. So this is fine. And the only problem with this setup is maybe that the reference should have been connected to the language. So I think that the format that we have here is a little bit confusing, because if you look for Italian, you don't know which of the references you should look at. In the original table that we had, then the reference was connected to the language.
Yes, but they wanted a numbered structure. Style of referencing. Do I remember that correctly? I think it was one of their explicit demands. So
it should be fine. You know, it's like matching, trying to figure out one reference among five, which is matching the language. It's not that much of a problem.
Exactly.
No, I mean, I don't think it's a huge problem, but it's confusing.
So does this text reflect what we are deciding? Shall we move on?
Yes.
Shall we review this?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
We will look at the proposal for make it. And I think that when we do the edit in the document, we should not edit it. We should make proposals.
Yes, correctly.
So
suggestions
that,
for changes.
Right.
It's a particular function of Google Docs.
Yes. And so that...
Actually, one of the things which is also useful is that you do a red line in the version you send back to the IP. That way they can also focus in on changes. It helps them to review as well. Otherwise, they have to reconstruct those changes, which is also possible, which they do as well. But in any case, if we do send a red line, it makes it easier.
Okay.
5.4.
How come it's correcting their language? So, item... 5.4 code points not included in MSR2. So this is the same thing as the one that on the paragraph 2. So we just
So, Matt, you will...
Yeah, I do that, too.
Oh.
And then, this one surprises me that we have added code points and not in MSR3. The next one, the Latin G LGR contains 3 code points not in MSR3. 4.
3.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wait.
Sorry.
There are some new code points now which are not in MSR3 already.
Right.
We've added some.
Yeah, that's...
And then
so we need to make a request to IP from Latin GP to add these code points in MSR.
Mm-hmm. And is this 1E13, is that very clear in the document?
It was not. I will do it later. I'm completely confused with this. Let's see our.
So should I open MSR 3?
That would be useful, yeah. Thank you. A4B.
Why?
Huh?
Who is chasing there?
Sorry.
Because they probably have some kind of software to check LGR.
Okay, so
I'm surprised. I'm surprised that we have added the code points outside of MSR 3.
So they
because
are
we,
in our
we,
proposal.
What's the first one?
1E13.
I don't think that we have to double check them, do we?
I think we should.
In MSR, no, well, that's their home. That's their garden.
Well, let's water it for them.
Yeah, we water it, but they know exactly
one
what flowers they have
there.
It
is in small letter D, with but below it is defined in Venda language.
Yeah. So I checked the 3 code points. They do occur in the document we sent to them.
Yeah,
so
they
this
are.
Part already.
Yeah.
Double check.
I think they just want us to put text in saying we have 3 more code points that need to be in MSR4.
That is correct, but
no,
the
I
question
think
is
they
why.
More because I think
that's probably my error, because I was moving through all these code points, and I defined only the 4 of them, 6 of them, which we have been asking to be added to MSR3. And I missed these 3.
But
I missed them somehow.
These must have come later, right?
I don't know.
I remember us having some sort of
proposal. I guess we didn't put the thing.
Yes, no. 1E13 is not there. We have 1E11.
1E4B.
All
3
of them, they're not in MSR3.
Yeah. So they would have checked, obviously. IP would have checked.
Yeah.
I just checked. I did a search on the HTML document. None of these 3 code points are in MSR3.
Right.
However, regarding the Venda language, I remember we were having a discussion about this. We were saying that we wanted Venda to be included. IP was, I think, saying that Venda had a number 1 EGIDS scale rating,
yes.
However, in fact, didn't have enough actual users of the language.
Yes, you're
we
right.
Disagreed with that.
Yeah.
And decided to include those code points yet. So, somewhere along the line,
I forgot.
We
to
must
ask.
Have overlooked those things.
Yes.
Yes.
But I remember us discussing Venda explicitly. That's what
so,
I
said. So what is the way forward? I think that IP requires 2 things. Firstly, they require a separate request from us to include those 3 code points in a future version of MSR.
Yeah.
So I request just a very short email saying that Latin GP requires this.
Yes.
These 3 core points, and then send it across, and that's that.
Yes.
That's taken.
So yes, that's the request. And secondly, as long as there is nothing beyond MSR3,
we have to make it very explicit in the proposal that these code points are not in MSR3. So
that should be the same section you're writing.
Yes, I mean they should be in right now. If we send a proposal to them before they have created any MSR4, then we have to make it explicit that we propose these.
Well, see, that's the same thing which happened in the last time. So look at it from the perspective that this proposal is eventually going to be posted to forever at some place. And then it should be just, you know, stating that as a procedural thing rather than a futuristic thing.
Yes, I agree with you. But
so this will happen in next, you know, the moment you make a request, IP will work on it and maybe have the MSR4 version out for you, you know, within the next couple of months before you finish.
Okay, so let me work it in, that, and we assume there is an MSR4.
So there are two things, and who's doing which?
We assume there will be an MSR4.
No, so sorry, there's an email which is going to need to go out from.
Jana will send that, because she has done that before.
It's just an email saying that please include these.
In MSR4. Okay, I have a template somewhere.
Yeah.
Or you can just write a simple email.
Yeah, it's okay. I will do it as I have done last time.
Can I make a suggestion to double check that we didn't overlook any other code points?
No, they put our XML through some tool for checking is it consistent somehow. And this is the result of their tracking of our repertoire.
So you're saying it's an automatic process and there is no way there could be an error.
Yeah. They have tool for it.
They
check
that XML against MSR.
Yeah, they are tracking it, yeah.
And the software they're using is bug-free.
Yeah, probably.
All software is.
Actually, you could use the LGR tool online to do this.
I remember that thing.
No, because that will not check against MSR.
Yes, you can compare.
It checks against. If you build the file, you can check against.
If you load up your XML, Latin XML and give the reference XML as the MSR, it will check.
You can compare to XML files. I remember that one.
So you can choose either the MSR or the IDNA standard as a reference.
Then assuming that the MSR3 list is correct, there cannot be any errors.
Yeah. Somebody has to input that file, so human error is possible.
Yes. Okay.
No, but it's possible.
Yes, it's possible.
Yes. Somebody has to.
Can you guarantee 100% that this will never happen again?
We have decided to put Venda in our repertoire because it is EGIDS number one language, although it is not well supported in online sources. Yeah, that's
so,
and probably I overlooked it.
But things
are happening.
This is history.
Yeah, this is history. I don't care about it, for sure.
So my proposal is that we write the text as if there is MSR4 already.
Okay, that's your problem.
And we make a footnote so that, Marcus.
Would mean that you should actually write the whole proposal assuming MSR4 is there.
Yes.
Which means you need to make changes and change wherever you have MSR3, that to MSR.
That's what I meant. And make this as if, and then we could all, of course, have something in here that.
Exactly.
Or in the beginning. Something that we remove.
So who's going to do that change?
Well, that's. I think it falls on me to do this.
So I'm going to write it as a separate action item.
Well, that's part of paragraph 2 and combined with this.
Yeah, it relates to something we had earlier.
Yeah.
With this, because we had the same issue with the transition from MSR2 to MSR3, and you were already owner of that action item.
We are ready for, after this, we are ready for a break, and I want to say you something before the break. I gave the authorization for this new version of the report to all the people who are sitting here, and I intend to send one email to the whole GP, so you will get two mails, and I will give the authority to the whole GP just to comment what they see there. So don't be confused, because you will get two mails from me, one to edit the document and the other one for commenting, because I have a table with the GP mails, and it is a little bit administratively complicated, as because I complicated it.
Well, it's fine. Thank you.
I'm just explaining what I am doing.
Can I ask about the item?
So, IP is actually suggesting that when we send this request in, we document the reason for the request. So, document some evidence of use of these code points.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it sufficient to use the one which is already referenced within the table?
It is. I mean, they agree that the resources or the evidence is enough. And
exactly.
So, yeah, they will not dispute the request. So,
so maybe I think they're requesting it for the completeness of the request.
Mm.
Correct.
Fine.
Yeah, I mean, as I understand their comment is that they're just waiting for the formal request from us, and they're fine with it, so they will not argue about
right.
it.
But I think what they're saying is that don't just send a request for the three core points, but say why you did them.
Yes, of course.
Okay. Okay. I will make a concept of the later and ask you to comment it.
Okay.
So
before sending it to IT.
Yeah.
So I've noted three action items for this particular. Just please make sure you read through them and are you okay with that.
Can I ask about the item before? You were a bit quick. The comment before. Met to address the text accordingly. What means accordingly in this context?
As per the comment.
So, the clarification, because we had this discussion half an hour ago. So does it mean you're going to say, okay, we transition from MSR2 to MSR3, blah, 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 blah?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you just going to cut out the MSR3 mention as a whole?
I will refer to MSR4.
In this case, MSR4.
And I will add a small section explaining that when we started with MSR2, and there we discovered
six
missing letters. These letters that we proposed and were accepted at MSR3, and then further we discovered three more letters that were accepted for MSR4.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's my plan.
That's clarified. It for me.
Yes, but I would put that down in the document because that's in the
of course.
Yeah, maybe somewhere in a where you find the suitable place. I just want it to be in the document anywhere.
Yeah, it will be there.
Yeah, that's
clear.
All.
Yeah.
So now it's coffee.
Now it's coffee, yes. And we shall...
10 minutes.
No, 10. 15 minutes at 15. Least. 15 or 20.
Oh,
it is the first break in the morning and we are new to everything.
So how was your flight then?
Pretty good.
Stop the recording.
You just got out of the airplane.
I've never tested that.
Over the counter. I mean, they're very mild because I still could not sleep like.
So I
was
in
Montreal in September. I stayed up for 30 hours on my way home. So I went up 7 o'clock in the morning, and then in the evening, we took the flight, transferred in
Because you want to
in,
this to common pool?
Sure,
for
the Netherlands.
You left your passport
down. New Zealand, because I had to leave
when I when we came to Stockholm was one afternoon, that's 6 hours difference.
Uh-huh.
Went to bed at 8 o'clock
without sleep. I can't sleep on the plane.
It's very uncomfortable.
And I think
economy?
I think reading the entire flight instead. Instead of trying to slumber for a while, I engaged myself in reading.
Yeah, I mean, that's the...
So after 30 hours, I had a good night's sleep.
Exactly.
We slept for 12 hours.
I can imagine.
I remember when we were in L.A. and in Singapore, I didn't mention to get over, to kind of get over this time difference in 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, next time.
Like, that was too much.
Special, yeah.
Like, I every time we got out of the meeting or the conference, it was an ICANN meeting back then, I was like, and then I would wake up like 4 a.m. or something, 3 a.m., and I couldn't.
When you travel east, it's always east.
But
when
I have the same issue
not,
also
when
I went to Singapore.
Yes, it's east. But when you travel to L.A., it's something.
No, I had it. I had it in L.A. It was even worse than in Singapore. But in both cases, I had the problem.
My trick is to have a good night's sleep, the first night, to sleep well. If I do that, then I overcome the jet lag.
But that's a tricky
part. You haven't had a chance yet.
Yeah, I have to wait.
Tomorrow.
Till later.
Oh, tomorrow maybe you're
fresh. Yeah.
Hope you'll get to relax soon.
That's fine. Yeah, I'd rather, you know, spend the weekend with the family and then, yeah, Sunday just take off.
Not a family man yet, so I always try to not kill myself over traveling. But yeah, it becomes a matter of changing priorities at some point.
Yeah.
So I was in Puerto Rico in March at ICANN meeting, so I took an extra day to get adjusted.
Mm-hmm.
I always try to do this.
I was there for both the DNS OARC meeting and ICANN meeting, so it's
a long.
Yeah, I was there for
10 days.
9 days.
Shall we get some tea? Coffee?
Yes, we should.
My first day there was just walking a little bit and